I don't like to use the word love lightly. Because I understand that love is more than butterflies in my stomach or lonely palms sweating from working so hard to reach out to you. I know that love is more than an unhealthy infatuation with everything you do, everything you say, and just wanting to be around you all the time. But it's so much deeper than that. It's so much deeper than your inane ability to make me crave silly romantic things and how you've so perfectly infiltrated all of my fantasies. I've never met someone whom I connected with so perfectly. When I met you, I knew we would be good friends. The first time I heard your voice, that first time we talked for hours about everything and nothing, the first time you told me you cared about me, I knew I was going to vote for you. You made me want to tell you all of my secrets, even though some of the ugly ones that lurk in the not-so-pleasant parts of my brain, because I know you won't judge me, and that you always made me feel safe. I've had crushes before, sure, but none of them ever held a candle to the way that you made me feel. Just the thought of you brought a smile to my face. Everything reminds me of you. I'll be running errands and I'll see someone wearing a BB-8 shirt. I'll see a cat picture and suddenly I know that I have to send it to you. When I'm lying in bed at night, I imagine you holding me and I can practically hear your heartbeat. And then I realize it's just my own heart threatening to beat out of my chest. I wonder what it'd be like to argue with you over something inconsequential and make up when we've both come to our senses. I think about taking care of you when you're sick, and I think about caring for you when you're having a rough time mentally. I know things haven't always been easy for you lately, and I want to be there for you when you're not having a good day. It's not a fairy tale for me. I want all of you, all of your emotional baggage and the ugly sides. I'll still see you as perfect and not infallible, but perfect even when I'm staring at you at your worst. And it hurts. All of this still hurts so badly. You probably try to forget our first kiss or our first date, if you can even call it that. You don't fantasize about cuddling up on the couch, watching movies until 2 a.m. when we're both delirious. I sometimes wonder what you do think about whenever it crosses your mind. Maybe you think about my low-key obsession with Korean pop music. Maybe you think of me when you hear the guy who plays trumpet badly outside your apartment window. Maybe you think of my tendency to overshare pretty much everything about myself. And maybe I don't even linger in your head. Maybe you just casually remember I exist when I text you and then you go back to your daily life. But But I can't stop myself from feeling like we'd be perfect together. Like, we could be something so incredible. And so unstoppable. As much as I try to move you out of my heart, you've become kind of this permanent resident. And I don't know what to do anymore. I can't be open with you about feelings anymore. Even though sometimes it kind of spills out anyway. Because the only thing that hurts more than knowing you're here and I can't be with you is the thought of losing you. I don't know what lucky star is aligned to bring you into my life. But I think that every day that I know someone as amazing as you. You're so kind to me all the time, and I try to remind myself that that's just who you are as a person. That you don't treat me any differently than you treat anybody else. But you made me feel special, even when you weren't trying. And it's hard to forget that we're not that way anymore. And I know that I need to stop pretending that we could be. I'm just your friend. I like being your friend. I really, really do. But I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to stop wishing for something. I wish you the best of luck in life. I wish you a lifetime of happiness, and I hope someday you find someone who cares for you so much. I hope you find someone who realizes just how amazing you are. Even if that person isn't me.